I think in general, there's an over-reliance on the trawl survey. That's not to say the trawl survey is bad or wrong, but there's an over-reliance on it. And it has some problems, and they're not the problems that people usually think of when they talk about the trawl survey. The trawl survey, at least in the Gulf of Maine, is no longer random. It can't be run in a random fashion. It's not a random stratified survey. It may be stratified, but it's not random. And the reason for that is the proliferation of lobster gear as we've fundamentally crushed the groundfish industry out of existence. Lobster gear has taken over the world. And the trawl survey can't make a tow with its fixed gear. It doesn't make tows with its fishing fleets. So that only leaves it the places left that nobody else wants. And guess what's usually in the places nobody else wants? Nothing. And that is a real problem. We have got to assign the trawl survey an enforcement boat to move lobster gear or fixed gear when it's in the way so that the tows can be made where the computer says. The fishing fleet will happily move out of your way. If the tow says, we're going to make a tow on the side of the cove and there's 20 boats fishing here, don't worry, we'll all happily move so that you can find out there's a whole bunch of cod there. We want you to catch fish. But that has to change.